उसके बाद सोराइसिस वाले पेशेंट्स में हमें पता है कि जो मेटाबॉलिक डिसऑर्डर्स है या मेटाबॉलिक सिंड्रोम है, उसके बारे में अगर हमने हिस्ट्री में नहीं पूछा या हमने इन्वेस्टिगेट नहीं किया, इट मीन्स कि हमारा लॉन्ग केस इनकम्प्लीट है, क्योंकि इसकी बहुत स्ट्रॉन्ग एसोसिएशन है सोराइसिस के साथ. तो व्हाट डू वी मीन बाय मेटाबॉलिक सिंड्रोम या मेटाबॉलिक डिसऑर्डर्स? इट इंक्लूड्स हाइपरकोलेस्ट्रोलीमिया, डायबिटीज़, ओबेसिटी, हाइपरटेंशन, कार्डियोवास्कुलर डिजीज़ जिसमें इस्कीमिया है, और नॉन अल्कोहलिक फैटी इन्फिल्ट्रेशन. हाइपर ट्राइग्लिसराइडीमिया मीन्स व्हेन द ट्राइग्लिसराइड लेवल्स आर मोर देन 150 मिलीग्राम्स पर डेसीलीटर, एचडीएल लेस देन 40 इन मेल्स एंड लेस देन 50 इन फीमेल्स. देन others being diabetes mellitus, hypertension, by obesity we have set up a criteria by which we mean that waist circumference of more than 102 cm in males and more than 88 cm in the females comes within the spectrum of obesity. Then when we are treating elderly patients with psoriasis, the one of the systemic treatment which can be given is methotrexate. But before giving methotrexate either to the elderly or even to the young patients, we cannot look over the presence of the other comorbid conditions which might have effect on the liver. So that is why we are going to investigate the patients. And also in the elderly people, we are going to look for non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, which is common in them. And we start with the low dose and then we monitor the patient by the various methods, in which you have ultrasound, MRI, and there is a non-invasive test for methotrexate toxicity by which we can determine that whether it is causing hepatotoxicity or not. It is the amino terminal propeptide 3 levels, propeptide levels of type 3 collagen. If the levels become more than 4.2 nanograms per ml, then it indicates hepatotoxicity. We are going to repeat it on another occasion. Then if it is still raised, then we have to discontinue the methotrexate, or we have to reduce the dose depending upon the levels. Another non-invasive method is the MRI and the ultrasound, which may show fibrosis of the liver, which is one of the hepatotoxic effect of methotrexate. Okay, then how much time does it take for methotrexate, cyclosporine and acitretin to start acting? Because when we start giving these systemic treatment to the patients might come after 1 week or 10 days that the drug is not working, my lesions are not improving. So we should counsel the patients, and we should know by ourselves also that it takes certain period of time. And what is that? Methotrexate starts its effect within 6 to 8 weeks. However, it may show some improvement within 72 hours. Cyclosporine takes about 3 to 4 weeks, whereas acitretin takes 4 to 8 months for the psoriasis vulgaris to improve. Main concern for the patients is that the acitretin is quite expensive. So when they start taking the drug for a month or two, they say that we are going to discontinue the drug because it's not working. So we have to counsel them that it will take about 4 to 8 months for the desired effect to achieve. Then permissible maximum dose of methotrexate which can be given, that is 25 mg weekly. Acute toxicity of methotrexate includes after stomatitis because of thrombocytopenia.